Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Guys, listen up. All bad news. Doctor claims men in the U.S. are peeing incorrectly, and he reveals why.
No, we're not.
We are not doing it in an efficient...
What's that now?
Nope. We're not doing it in an efficient and health-conscious way.
Do they want us sitting?
And so we are in trouble. We are not relieving our bladders well because we are not using the most effective method, which... The only country that does this method correctly, which would be sitting most of the time, yes, JP, is Germany. They have 40% of the guys sitting every time they every time they wee-wee. 40% of the time. We are about ninth. We have 10% of the time. 10% of guys do it all the time. 13% of guys do it most times. And 23% of Americans do it sometimes. The guys who rarely, don't know, and never, it's actually lower than I thought, but it's under 50%, but it's in the 40s. So, oh, I'm sorry, no, it's 54%, so just over half.
Yeah.
Don't really, you know, have never peed anything except standing up, you know.
And look at me.
Rarely.
I'm still here. These people have to stop looking for, like, I feel like they do these lame-ass studies because they're able to finagle funding from somebody for something dopey. And they they'll get like $50,000. They spend $5,000 on it and keep the rest for themselves.
Yeah, I don't know if this is that though. I mean, this is, you know, it's pretty official stuff. And Germany has it down, but with us, the reason they're saying this is if you sit down, That's what it sounded like. It sounded just like like Monica said something before. It sounded like one of those things. I just
sit down and shut up.
When you sit down, to release your bladder, it's more complete. So what happens with guys who don't empty the bladder completely, you end up with UTIs or bladder stones or kidney infections.
Not true.
Well,
I've never had any of those, and
none
I do not pee when I sit.
I thought you had a yeast infection once.
Huh?
I thought you had a yeast infection once.
That was from using baby wipes on my boot.
Oh, right.
On my bouquet.
That was in the back, not the front.
And not getting dry enough, apparently.
Ah, yes. Well, this is what they're talking about. It's much greater risk for it, and especially from early 40s onward is where you can get this stuff.
How about this from Trump? Fake news.
The Mayo Clinic. Very legit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. BPH is a health issue. That would be... it's funny it has BH in it, but benign prostatic hyperplasia. It's an issue common with age, enlarged prostate, small gland, all that stuff. All those things line up, and when you stand instead of sit, you're not helping that situation. So they're just saying if you can sit pretty often, you'll be in better shape, and looks like the Germans are going to live the longest and have the least amount of kidney stones.
You are fake news.
Well, listen, that's what they say. I'm sorry, Trump, to say the Germans are going to win this race, but behind them are Sweden and Denmark, Canada, Australia and Spain, and Italy and France, all doing it way better than the U.S. of A.
I have...
We'll outlive the Singaporeans, the Brits, Mexicans, and the Polish.
Unless you have more urine news, I have...
I'm fresh out of urine news. I cleared my bladder of it.
I have breaking news.
Breaking news? What?
Breaking news.
All right, let's hear it. What is going on?
Some breaking news.
Is it horrible?
If anybody was worried about Caitlin Clark making money...
Oh.
Don't.
Okay.
She's about to sign it. She signed it with Nike for an 8-figure shoe contract.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Good
for
her.
No, I'm horrible with this. What is 8-figure? How many...
That's a minimum of 10 million.
Okay.
Six figures.
Minimum.
100,000 plus, right? And nine figures.
The contract is expected to be worth eight figures and include a signature shoe. Clark was among five college athletes who signed NIL deals with Nike in October of 2022 with her college career ending. Though the 6 foot oh guard, the 6 foot guard was free to explore all of her options in terms of a sneaker deal. According to The Athletic, Under Armour and Adidas both put sizable offers on the table, but Nike teabagged them both.
No, that's not what it says.
Yes, it is. It's right here.
Someone wrote that?
New York Times wrote it.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
They made sizable offers, but Nike came in and teabagged them both.
They served tea?
And was able to sign Clark. Eight-figure deal out of the gate. And it said,
wow. That's amazing.
Given both her her wild popularity and Nike's willingness to bet big on young rookies, LeBron James famously got $90 million as he entered the NBA in 2023, Zion Williamson signed for a reported $75 million in 2019. What will she get is the question. And Nike's in it now, man.
Good luck.
They are in it now.
Should they overpay so they don't get hammered?
They might.
Should she get the same as Zion? She's leading a movement.
She made a way. I'll say this. She made a way bigger splash than Zion did, and Zion was a big deal.
He had a
sucked when
good
he got
splash.
In, though.
Yeah, he had a good splash.
Oh, he kept getting hurt. But she took a sport and threw it on her shoulders and took off and was still able to, you know. She carried it. So now I understand, you know, that the I don't know if boys are going to go run out and buy, you know, or buy a chick shoe. I have no idea.
But the girls will. And that's what they're picturing, right? Jordan. We all wear Jordans because of Mike.
Right.
I think they're picturing all the athletic women buying sneakers or non-athletic women.
But I don't know.
With her on it.
I don't know whether or not you have as many women playing basketball as many girls playing basketball as you do guys. They may.
Is there
the same amount of money to be made by signing a female athlete as there is when they sign Zion?
Maybe
$75 million. I'm not saying I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah. Maybe not.
I kind of feel like Nike can make themselves look real good if they sign her to $76 million. $1 million over Zion. Don't give it LeBron.
That'd be great.
You don't have to give
not
it LeBron.
Everybody's LeBron.
You know?
I think whatever we think of a woman in this whole situation and women buying or whatever, all of that, I think it doesn't even apply because it's Caitlin Clark. Like, she goes past,
that may be true.
Let's see, because
it's a bigger
thing.
Picture.
They're not just looking about what happened this year and her rookie year. There's got to be forecast. They don't go into this blind.
You know that. Absolutely, right.
We all watched the WNBA, whatever the number was. I saw the ratings were ridiculous for the people watching the WNBA draft.
2.4 million.
Who does that? 2.4 million,
and it was higher than the NHL draft and the Major League Baseball draft.
This is what she does. So when you talk about whether...
This is what she's doing. I'm not trying to piss all over it. I'm just saying they have to... I'm sure they're doing research. Listen, they're not just going all willy-nilly and throwing the money out there. Everything is researched to the tilt. Everything. So if they think, you know, if they're forecasting her to be this mega star, well, then she's going to get paid.
Oh, yeah. That's why the whole salary thing in WNBA, honestly, doesn't matter. Except as a marker for the future.
But it matters for most. It doesn't matter for her.
Right.
It
doesn't matter for most her. Of them. Exactly.
Here's why it matters. Big
picture. But it will matter eventually.
It matters big picture in that that more eyes will get on. And the whole thing is, you know, obviously they don't get enough eyes and that's why they don't get paid, whatever. So this is a step in getting more people watching and interested and invested into a team. Maybe people will like the Indiana Fever now and you know, that they'll want to watch those games even when she's gone, because they're already a fan. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a huge, long con.
You know,
but
it's a movement.
It's kind of apropos, considering how big a deal basketball is in a state like Indiana.
Yeah, sure helps.
You know?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Well, she was on the Pat McAfee show, and she
oh, she was?
Yeah, I think yesterday. And so she was talking about her schedule and how she was, you know, in New York
hardly
one day.
Sleeping.
And, yeah, pretty much. And then she was like, but I'll be moving here. Next week or whatever. And she's like, so I'll be here and I'll be happy. And she's like, I can be a regular on your show if you want. And he's like, that's it. Binding verbal contract. You're here.
You're right.
So is his show based out of Indianapolis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would want that.
Look at that.
That's a hot ticket right there.
Well, I can do your show every week. All right, put it in.
Yeah, he's like, that's it, binding.
And then they go to commercial break. Here's my agent's number. Call him or her, whatever they are.
And you were paying Aaron Rodgers $1 million, right? Is that true?
No.
I mean.
And he's old and washed up.
Yeah. Right.
What do you pay? A new fresh face will be around for 20
face.
Years.
I hope she fleeces everybody.
You know I mean, but here's the thing. Fleece implies that the value isn't there. Like she,
no, I'm saying when I say fleece, I'm like, I hope she takes them for every dime they get. Well, she gets. Every dime
she deserves.
I hope she gets her worth for sure. 100%.
Yeah. Looks like she's beginning. 8-figure deal with Nike. Pretty solid for someone who hasn't made a two-pointer yet in the WNBA.
She said it at the draft, too. She's just worked her whole life so hard for this. She's
right.
She's like, everybody was telling her, you know, you only get drafted once, so enjoy it, and you know, this is what you've been working for. So she said she was really trying to make an effort to enjoy what's happening now because it's what she's always worked for.
Make no mistake about it. Every single player in the WNBA who is not on the Indianapolis Fever is trying to knock her down. All of them.
Yeah.
Even though she could be the one
that brings them up
to elevate them.
That's right.
They all want to knock her off.
Right.
All of them.
Well, she loves competition. They all do. They just compete. Just go out and play. Don't play.
Right.
Just play the game. We'll see what happens. Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone. Be right back.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.